Good morning, everyone. This is Larry Phillips, and I'm running a little behind this morning. Good morning, Rosemary, Tim, and Billy. This morning, we're reading from the Daily Light, and it's the 9th of September, 2018. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. Thou sayest, I'm rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing. Knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy me of gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be jealous, therefore, and repent. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I am the Lord thy God. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Well, we know that our heavenly manna comes from God. And that water that he gives us, that well of water, that springeth up unto everlasting life, that he gave to the lady of Samaria, he said, I will give thee water that you'll never thirst again. And he did give her that water. And she went into the city and proclaimed the things that the Lord had done for her. Well, this morning I'm getting ready to leave to take my lovely wife to breakfast, speaking of food. But I want to read a couple of poems before we conclude this morning, taken from this Volume 3, Poems for Edification. And this first one I'm going to read is called The Prince of Peace is Here. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. Peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Good morning, Elik Gabriel. Yes, the Prince of Peace has spoken, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Well, I'm sure glad the Prince of Peace has spoken to us. He has not been silent. I'm sure glad we have his word that we can rely upon. This is called Without the Word of God. Just think where we would be without the Word of God. We'd be stumbling around without a compass for our feet, and Satan would then be much more able to us deceive. But we have the Word of God to guide our every step and give us directions in every evil place. Through the prophets, apostles, and Christ, a written precept. Study to show ourselves approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth, and without it, we would be most certainly confused. Thank you, Lord, for providing for us the Word of God. Without it, I would not know what we would do, but with it, we have sweet communion with you. Good morning, Pedro Calavandico. Welcome aboard this morning. Well, this next one is called Whatever We Do. Whatever we do. Whatever we do all to the glory of God, whether it be making a coffee, reading our Bible, or filling our car up with gas. We are his people, his blood-bought children, and this heritage shall never pass. Sometimes our daily tasks seem mundane, that's for sure, but God's people rest in the love of Christ. They are eternally secure. So remember, whatever you do and wherever you go, if you're one of God's sheep, He wants you to know that He will never leave you or forsake you, regardless where you are or what task you're doing. His Holy Spirit will comfort you and always be wooing you back to the fold of His eternal love, having been given to Him by His Father from the throne from up above. We'll read a couple more, and then I'm going to take my lovely wife to breakfast this morning. She needs my attention too, you know. She's been with me for 44 years. Very faithful partner in life. This is called praise. We are told to give praise to our Lord and Savior. We should be forever grateful for His unmerited favor. Our praise should come forth in a variety of ways. The fruit of our lips should we sing every day. With gratitude and thanksgiving, we should Him laud and bring endless praise to the One up above. For He is the only one worthy of our love and adoration, for He is the one who brought us eternal salvation. Both honor and praise we bring to our King, and we look forward in heaven when we will then sing with the angels around His great throne. An anthem of glory will be that great song. I'm looking forward to that day. Good morning, Parvez Akhtar. Welcome aboard with us this morning. Now, before I read the last one, I want to just tell people that we're going to be on Facebook Live at 10 o'clock this morning with our morning worship service. You're more than welcome to join us then. Mark Kennedy is going to be with us. I don't know if Kevin McHugh will be with us or not. Rosette and Mark, my son, and my wife will be with us as well. We're going to be singing some of the old hymns, praising God, and then we'll have a time of worship. So I want to invite you. That'll be in about 2 hours and a half. We'll be on about 10 o'clock Central Time. It's 7:35 here now. Well, the last one I want to read is, sometimes it seems we are standing still. You ever feel that way? Sometimes it seems as if we are standing still. These are the times when resting in Christ can fulfill. Our souls need of Him in a special way. Stand still and see the salvation of our Lord. For He is our only hope, and the faith of Christ causes us to stay. Resting in His grace that will carry us through, when it seems we're standing still, He will make a way for you. When the trials of life are pressing on us hard and we don't know which way to go, our Heavenly Father's guidance will our minds control. His Holy Spirit will be our light in the middle of the night, and He says, "Peace be still," when the cares of this world have blinded my sight. So if it seems that you're standing still with no progress, always remember that He's our righteousness. We can rest in Him when the waves of billows roll, and He will bring comfort to our never-dying souls. Well, I want to encourage everyone this morning to be joyful in the Lord and for what He's done for us. And may He be with you today in a special way is my prayer. And if you want to join us at 10 o'clock this morning for our worship service, you're more than glad to have you be a part of that. Sonny, Cody, glad to see you even though we're just leaving. We just want to wish Sonny a happy, blessed day today. God bless all of you.